Blog Talk Radio.
Girl, you diva, Sasha, and my main man, Max. Hey, boo.
Hey.
Well, it is a rainy, cold night in Georgia.
Windy.
Yeah, very windy. The wind is not as bad as it was, but everybody knows about Irma has hit. You know, sending out prayers to those in Jacksonville, Florida, and Key West and other places. So, our prayers are with you all. So these people here in Georgia and the rest of the places, be safe. Take care. Stay off the roads if you can't drive in the rain.
And you ain't got no like them on Facebook.
Preserve your stuff.
Exactly.
It's okay. You know.
They ain't going to save you.
It might. They let people know they okay.
Okay, and then turn your phone off. Okay, I see.
They might do that. I don't know if they're doing that or not. Well, anyway, everybody's not in the same situation. So some people's power went off and came back on, and then some people are just now coming back on. But anyway, we hope that you're safe. You're in a safe place. You're warm, you're dry, and you're okay. So tonight we're going to be talking about the Equifax breach, data breach. I'm sure everyone's heard about that. You heard about it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was something. But those who ain't got good credit, like, ah, fuck it, I don't give a damn.
Yeah, if you ain't got good credit, then I'm sure you're not worried about it. So, we're going to talk about, there's a lot of stuff going around. There's a lot of information going around, and it's not right. And but our people are bad about getting on Facebook and spewing shit that just ain't right.
Yeah, you know.
They just do that. I mean, and then you try to inform people and tell people the deal of what's going on, and then they catch attitude. Okay.
Those are Facebook news watchers.
They ain't watching no news.
Nothing but Facebook news watchers. They do little memes and they say, oh my God, this is true.
No, they don't even do that. They just uninformed and they spew their uninformedness. So, I'm taking it upon myself and Max is taking it upon himself to talk about what's really going on.
Mhm. If you don't have good credit, why can it mess up even more?
Exactly. So now, the data breach itself, we're just now finding out about it. It is reportedly, if you didn't know, it's reportedly that it's affected 143 million Americans and possibly more. They set up, then the website, they said, we'll get there. But they set up a website for you to go check to see if you indeed have been affected, impacted, your credit, your information. And it's not just your credit, it's everything. It's your social security number, your date of birth,
age,
everything that could be known about you. Some hackers. Yeah, hackers have current information. that credit card that you didn't think nobody knew you had, that credit card that you owe about $5,000 on, they know about it. So anyway, basically what happened is that this unauthorized access occurred from May, mid-May, through July of 2017. The information primarily assessed that they got, the criminals got, was basically, as I said, your social security number, birth dates, addresses, and in some instances, driver's licenses. They got the credit card numbers of approximately 209,000 U.S. consumers and certain disputed documents for approximately 182,000 U.S. consumers were accessed. So that could be your tax returns, your birth certificates. It could be...
they got all the information
that they wanted.
To do some damage to your credit.
This unauthorized access limited to personal information is limited to certain UK and Canadian residents. Okay, so basically...
How do they know that? No, it's funny how, you know, the government can say, well, they only got this much information.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how do they know that? It's a virus. It could still be in the computer.
And that's the point. That's why they're saying for what they've gotten so far, what they found and how many people that is impacted is 143 million. But that number can increase.
But see, the people that are impacted, why don't they just send a letter to all them people and say, hey, you know, this is what you need to do.
Okay. So we'll get into a little bit of that also. Now, if you went to the website, like a lot of us did, I went, I sent you, I put in your stuff. It said you was impacted. That sounds wrong. Like, well, you constipated or something.
Yeah, you need to get, you know, that red bag. You need a red bag treatment.
Oh.
What's the right name for it?
Well, anyway. So when you go to the website, they ask for the 6 digits of your social security number and your last name. They then let you know that you have indeed been affected. I'd rather say that. And they give you a date to set you up into their premier, it's called Trusted Premier Monitoring, Credit Monitoring, and Monitoring. How you say it?
Monitoring,
thank you.
Mm-hmm.
They and they give that to you for a year for free. So they give you a date, and you go on that date, and you go back to the website, and you set it up. So my date is tomorrow, the 12th. So I can get free monitoring, whatever you how you say that word. I can get that for a year. Okay. The thing about it is there was a clause that Equifax put in that if you signed up for this premier credit monitoring system that they're giving you access to for a year, right? You then give up your right to sue them. Now, it's not the company that's saying that, it's Equifax. So if you sign up, you get it. You let them look at your credit and your numbers and everything else. So if this consumer lawsuit comes out, which a lot of people seem to think may occur, a class action suit, then if you have signed up for it, then you have forfeited your right to take part in the class action lawsuit.
That ain't gonna go over.
it was in the clause.
It's not gonna go over.
I'm not saying.
Yeah, I'm not
telling
what you're
you
saying.
It's not gonna go. But it was.
It was in the clause.
Now,
in the clause.
Hold on. Before you come rushing at me with all this stuff.
Go ahead.
All right. I'm gonna read to you a snippet of an article from the Los Angeles Times that was reported today. Because now everyone on social media, Twitter, there's a lot of stuff with this Equifax stuff. Because two or three of the CEOs of Equifax,
mm-hmm.
they knew about the breach,
mm-hmm.
and they sold their shares before the breach happened.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, the data collection firm Equifax has been properly flawed for the massive data breach flagged last week, as well as for its weak and dishonest response to the breach. It has rectified some of the flaws in response to the breach, which exposed personal data of 143 Americans to hackers, but it hasn't backed off from another action that will undermine consumers' ability to hold the entire consumer monitoring industry accountable for such breaches. A concentrated campaign to repeal a federal regulation upholding consumers' rights to sue. The regulation issued by the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau on July 10th and scheduled to go into effect in mid-January came under attack by Republicans in Congress before the ink was even dry, says Amanda Warren of Americans for Financial Reform, which is fighting to retain the rule. Under its provision, financial firms would be prohibited from saddling consumers with arbitration clauses that prevent the consumers from filing or joining class action lawsuits against. The rule wouldn't cover the latest Equifax breach, which occurred before it was made final, but it would have prevented the confusion that arose last week. In the wake of the breach, Equifax was caught steering consumers trying to find if they were affected to a one-year free credit monitoring service that contained an arbitration clause forbidding class action. Following the uproar, Equifax amended its terms of service to remove the offending clause. This was done Monday. Today, the company issued a statement affirming that enrollment in the free monitoring service it's offering does not waive any rights to take legal action. The company also rectified another flaw by specifying that enrollees in the one-year free service won't be automatically enrolled in the paid service after their free year expires. Those steps do nothing to rectify the fundamental problem with the business model and the lobbying interests of Equifax and its fellow credit monitoring giants, Experian and TransUnion.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And what are they going to do about the not getting breached?
Good question. Have no idea.
Because once those of the two other ones get breached, you might say you're done for.
Exactly. So, the question is now, what do you do?
Mm-hmm.
What can you do? Mm-hmm. Well, you can continue to monitor your stuff, your credit report, religiously. You can do that. If you are one of those people that continuously check your credit report through TransUnion or Equifax or Experian, you can continue to do that by looking for any erroneous activity. if you see any double uses of your date of birth, anything that has been signed up and you have not authorized it, you can do that. That is a way to monitor your credit. Look for credit cards that have been opening your name, when they have been opening, you know that you did not do it.
Mm-hmm.
You can do that. That's a lot because you got to stay on that practically every day.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one of the best things that I've heard is freezing your credit.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't know what that is. Freezing your credit. There are two things that you, actually, there are two things that you could do when it comes to your credit report. You can freeze it, or you can set up to get a fraud alert.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's go into telling what's the difference between a fraud alert and what it does, and the difference between
freezing
your credit. And how you could go about doing that. Okay. A fraud alerts are for anyone looking at your credit file. Okay. There are three types of alerts and the length of effectiveness. There's an initial fraud alert, which lasts 90 days. There's an active duty alert, that's for the military, which lasts a year. And then you can get an extended fraud alert, which can last 7 years. Okay. Now, alert signals to credit guarantors that you may have been a victim of suspicious activity. Fraud alerts allow creditors to take extra steps to verify the legitimacy of new credit requests by contacting you via phone prior to getting this new credit or increasing a line of credit. That's like if you want, you go and put in a request to increase your credit card limit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got $1,000, then you want to go to $2,000. So what happens, it's like with some bank account. SunTrust does it. If you go to make a purchase at SunTrust with your debit card,
mm-hmm.
and it's a large purchase,
mm-hmm.
then SunTrust will call you. And ask, they will freeze it. And they will call and ask you, did you make this purchase at this time, at this day, at this location? Do you want, after you answer those questions, then they'll say, do you want this to go through? Yes. Okay, we're just checking. Fraud alert.
Yeah, you, what's called did that too on Chase.
Mm-hmm. You can get that. That's sort of what a fraud alert works on your account, on your credit. But it's saying more of someone going to get a credit card in your name.
Mm-hmm.
If you didn't authorize that, if you didn't sign up for that, if you didn't call the existing credit card company you have and say, oh, I want to increase my credit limit. That's what it does. Now, again, like I said, you can do it for 90 days if you believe that you have been a victim or at risk of being a victim. With an initial fraud alert, which lasts for 90 days, when you or someone attempts to open a credit card in your name, they will let you know. The lender should take steps to verify that. You may be eligible to get the military active duty alert if you've been called to active duty military service away from your usual duty post. This type of alert is similar to the initial fraud alert, except that it will remain on your file for 12 months and in addition removes your name from pre-screen offers for 2 years. They'll remove you from pre-screen offers for 2 years. Now, if you have identify that you are a victim of fraud, of identity theft, you may get an extended fraud alert, which will stay for 7 years, and it requires any creditor to verify your request by contacting you on the telephone you provide when you request extended fraud alert. To place an extended fraud alert, you would need to write to one of the nationwide credit reporting agencies and provide a valid police report and that you have been the victim of identity theft. Call, and the report that you have to get will be called an identity theft report. can't just go get a regular police report. Say you've been a victim of a crime. That's not going to suffice. Mm-hmm. You have to have, you need to get a identity theft report,
mm-hmm.
as well as a day and evening telephone number. Now, with an extended fraud alert, you may request two additional free credit file disclosures, and your name can be removed from any credit card or insurance pre-screen offers for 5 years.
So my thing is, the people who just hacked into Equifax.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now they got all your information. Who's to say they can't just create a phone number and then call you up and say, hey, you know what? Did you do this, this, and this? They say, yeah, okay.
Well, that's very well possible because you have people now that are calling people from the IRS, telling them they need to pay stuff. I think the first thing you do is, before you give out any type of information, you need to get those people to identify themselves,
mm-hmm.
and what they're calling for. And if you feel any time, like I told someone in the group, anytime you feel like something isn't legit, hang up.
Mm-hmm.
If they're asking, if there's someone's asking you questions, for me personally, if someone wants to ask for my whole Social Security number and I don't have an account with them of some type, like Comcast.
Mm-hmm.
Comcast calls me and asks me for my complete, someone calls me and say they're from Comcast and they ask me for my whole Social Security number.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't give it to them because I know when I call Comcast and I ask to speak to them, they only want the last four digits. So why are you now asking me for my complete Social Security number?
Mm-hmm.
If I think that any time you think that something isn't legit, you don't have to answer.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to give out your information. You can tell them to send it to you by certified mail.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's just like when people tell you a collection agency. They call you on your phone telling you, oh, well, you got a bill with Sprint and it's $450. Okay, send me that in writing.
Mm-hmm.
Send me a letter. Collection agencies can do that. They should do that.
And they already have your address.
And if they can't provide you proof of your debt,
mm-hmm.
I would not be giving them any information over a phone,
mm-hmm.
or saying yada, 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 my Social Security number, my bank routing number, or whatever else, or setting anything up.
And attorneys are not threats, so let them send an attorney or mm-hmm. attorney there to your house. Well, we can sue you. Well, then go ahead. Click.
mm-hmm. Now, to place a fraud alert on your credit report is easier, they say, than doing a freeze. Now, with credit freezing, all you have to do is call one.
I got to sneeze a yard or what?
I yawn.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Oh, man. I hate that. When you got to sneeze and then a yarn comes out at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
It's so irritating. Leave your nose burning. Anyway, so to do a fraud alert, you can call one of the credit agencies and request a fraud alert to be placed on your file. Now, whichever credit agency you call, they will notify the other two. Now, when you do a freeze,
mm-hmm.
you don't do that. People have that confused. I've seen a lot of people on Facebook saying, well, you only have to contact one.
Mm-hmm.
That's not true. That's a fraud alert.
Mm-hmm.
A fraud alert will, you contact Experian. Experian lady, I want to put a fraud alert on my credit report.
Mm-hmm.
Experian lady says yes, and then, because they're connected, she can then send a notification to Equifax and TransUnion.
Mm-hmm.
That does not occur when you do a freeze, people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? a freeze, you have to contact Equifax, TransUnion, and Experian individually.
Mm-hmm.
You have to contact all three of those agencies individually. You can even do it in writing, by certified mail, over the telephone, or online.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to do all three agencies yourself. And it's a fee, but we'll get to that, so don't jump the gun.
You know me. Papa!
Okay, a fraud alert. Here's one thing about a fraud alert. You know how you go to the store?
Mm-hmm.
And they say, oh, sir, would you like to sign up for a credit card? You get 5% off your total purchase today.
Mm-hmm.
Fraud alert will prevent you from getting instant credit, which is usually offered at a store. Any offer that sounds like, oh, you get 10% off your purchases is a thief's holiday. They won't let you get those. It'll be like, bah, bah, bah. Now, fraud alerts do this. Put them on your finger, count them out with me. Number one, fraud alerts do not prevent third parties from viewing your credit file. However, third parties are required to take certain steps to verify that you have authorized activity on your account if they see a fraud alert on the file.
Mm-hmm.
Two, fraud alerts still provide lenders with access to credit files and the ability to give credit to anyone they wish. Another thing about fraud alerts, they're free. F-R-E-E. Free.
Free's always good sometimes.
Excuse me. Now, here is security freeze and how they work. As of November of 2007, each state allows you to place a security freeze on your credit file for free or for a reduced fee. Hear that? For free, depending on your state, or you may have to pay a reduced fee. It will put your credit file on ice by preventing the information from being reported to third parties, such as credit grantors and other companies. With a security freeze, lenders will not be able to gain access to your credit file unless you give them permission by following it. You will get a PIN. That's how you unfreeze your credit. You freeze it, you get a PIN. You want to unthaw it, you use that PIN to unthaw it. You then put that same PIN back on it to freeze it again.
Will it cost you, go ahead. Will it cost you another $3 to refreeze it?
It depends on where you are. Check out the SNM radio page, and there will be a link up of the different state, a cost-by-cost list of different states of how much it costs to freeze your credit and possibly unfreeze, how much it will cost to unfreeze your credit.
I guess if you're in the higher tax bracket, let's say like California and Vegas.
You
have to pay something.
About, I think, $20.
Oh, damn.
So that's like $40 for each, $60 for each agency.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here goes something else you need to know. Even with a security freeze, even with a security freeze, your file can still be disclosed in certain situations. Those situations could be companies that you do business with, such as your mortgage, your credit card, your cell phone company, your loans. You're doing business with them, so they can still see it.
So if you already have a credit card with one of these, let's say Visa or Target,
mm-hmm.
or something like that, they
mm-hmm.
can still see it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
If you have a car loan,
mm-hmm.
they can still see it. Now, this was the kick in the head to me with that. I read that, right? And
mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, I kind of get that. But now, if you have a mortgage, credit card, or cell phone company, it will still be disclosed in certain situations. Also, when your credit report would also be reported, can be seen when you freeze it. Let me get back. Let me start over. When you freeze it, certain companies can still see it, right?
Mm-hmm.
They will still have access to your credit report. As would, boom, 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 collection agencies that are working for one of those companies. If your bill went into collection
mm-hmm.
for your cell phone company,
mm-hmm.
the collection agency can see your credit report.
I can see that.
I'm just saying.
But now, they could be selling your stuff.
Mm-hmm. Companies will also be able to offer you pre-screened credit. The little things in the mail,
mm-hmm.
this is with the freeze. Those are additionally in some states, potential employers, insurance companies, landlords, and other non-creditors can still get access to your credit report with the security freeze in place. You will continue to have access to your free annual credit report, and you will also be able to purchase your credit report and credit score even after placing a security freeze. So, the thing about a security freeze is it is good for identity theft where someone could not open up a new account in your name.
Mm-hmm.
Where a fraud alert seems better because it automatically alerts you to something that's going on.
As soon as
it happens.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as someone tries to open up something, get a new credit card in your name.
Mm-hmm.
But with you freezing it, those that you have given access to,
mm-hmm.
they can still have access to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a double-edged sword. You kind of... damned if you do, damned if you do.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, goodness.
If you want to do things the cheap way, because you ain't got the money to pay for that unlocking and locking, because you're doing business, you better just to do a pay for the fraud protection.
We're going to get to those,
oh,
too.
Okay.
Now, again, as I said, to freeze it, you can send a letter to the companies that you want to send it to, the credit reporting agency. Make it a certified letter. In that certified letter, include your name, address, social security number. If you are a victim of identity theft, again, provide a copy of your theft report, identity theft police report.
Mm-hmm.
Include a check or provide credit card number and expiration date to pay for the fee. You have to provide proof of residency, such as your driver's license, student ID, utility bill, or etc. This is to freeze your credit. You'll receive a PIN number. Keep that safe in somewhere where you can find it later. To remove or thaw the freeze, you have to write to all the agencies requesting the freeze be removed. Doing a credit freeze is time consuming. If you're going to be using your credit off and on for any, if you're trying to buy a house in the next couple of months, or I wouldn't do it, because you got to write a letter. They got to get the letter, contact you, get your pen, and unfreeze it. Now, there's no telling how long that's going to take. It's not a quick process to freeze and unfreeze your credit. It says it can take 3 days or more after the receipt of your letter for the freeze to be removed. If you lost your pen, then it's going to take longer. You might get lost in translation.
So you might make your pen eat like 1, 2, 3, 4.
Because it, like I said, it can take a while to freeze and unfreeze your credit. It's best to use this if you know you won't be applying for any new credit, getting a new job, or moving in the future.
That's just too much.
So that's like, let's not get this confused. When it says who can, you know, see, assess your credit report, these are people that have probably you've given access to already. But now if you want to get an, if you're applying for a new job and they require it to see your credit report, then you're going to have to unfreeze that. Like a landlord. Most landlords now do check your credit. Right? So if you already got your landlord and you've given them access to that, those are the people that can go and check it after you've frozen your credit report.
So if you're, let's just say you're in high-rise city apartments, and you gave them permission, and high-rise, well, let's just say high-rise business. Now they have a couple of a high-rise over here that you already gave the business company access to. Now, if you go to another apartment building that the business place already owns, then they already have access to your credit.
If you're moving.
Yeah. Okay. Got it.
And it may be, it depends on their rule, how they do. I mean, it might work that way, but it doesn't necessarily have to. You see what I'm saying? They may require, because you're, even though you may be dealing with the same company with you moving, you may be doing, instead of it being, say, you are moving to a new apartment, something bigger, or say you're downsizing. To get that, you may still have to go through that whole renter's process over again. You know what I'm saying? You know how some places do that when they'll do a new lease. They'll release you. Releasing and getting leased is different. It just depends on how that's working. But I get what you're saying. I think you just have to be, you just have to know how your leaser or who you're renting from does what they do. Those are questions that you'll have to ask. If you're moving in the same, working with the same people, I would say, yeah. Because you're just moving from, you're with the same company, but you're moving to another building. I would say, yeah, because nothing has really changed unless.
Because everything going to that company complex.
Yeah.
I should say business, not complex.
Exactly. Again, excuse me, it's doing it again. I got to sneeze. I keep open my mouth and I open my mouth and I yawn.
That's because of me.
I don't know. There you go. Goodness. Block your credit. There are security freezes. Block the security freezes block your credit file from being disclosed to third parties, except those that have already you've already disclosed it to.
Mm-hmm.
Should you wish to apply for a loan or service, you must be proactive in requesting a list in the security freeze so that it's necessary. If you're in a new job, apartment, car,
mm-hmm.
running your credit, you got to make sure that you get enough time to unlock, unthaw your credit. Now, the freeze will remain on your credit file until you decide to remove or lift it, where the fraud alert, the initial one, only stays for 90 days, which is 3 months. But with a freeze, it stays until you say, okay, I want it off.
90 days is not a lot of time.
Exactly. And if you're not active military or a victim of theft, then you can't get those other ones.
Mm-hmm.
You have to prove that you're active military, and you have to prove that you're a victim of identity theft to get one for 2 years, you know, a year.
Mm-hmm.
The freeze gives you more control over who looks at your credit. Again, there's a fee for placing and removing a security freeze.
Mm-hmm.
You have to check your state, see how much that is. It's an effective way to prevent an identity theft from a thief from opening new accounts in your name. However, a security freeze cannot prevent all types of identity theft. For example, a security freeze will not prevent identity theft from using your existing credit card or other accounts. Now, another thing I want to mention, if you are, again, this breach that has occurred, they can get your credit cards, the existing ones that you have, and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Best way I suggest, and what I'm going to do with mine, I'm going to call my credit card company, cut up my card, and ask them to reissue a new card. That's one way of protecting yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So just get all new cards.
Yep, that would be a good idea. But what? But they already got your Social Security number, so you might say they got access to that stuff because if you, let's just say, you call up, you know, Visa or MasterCard or American Express and say, oh, I'd like to look into my account, please. They're going to ask you for your card number. Oh, I don't have that with me. It's in my bedroom. Oh, well, then we can have your Social Security number. It's kind of like the bank. If you don't have your bank account number,
mm-hmm.
or your card number, they'll ask you for your Social Security number. So they can look at your file.
Mm-hmm.
So, to me, is really not either or. It's like either or. Which one do you feel better secure with? Because, you know, either
mm-hmm.
ooh, like this breach never happened. I think I'll just be better just doing the security one.
The fraud alert.
Yeah, fraud alert.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather do that one because if somebody, you know, uses my Social Security for that, I'll get an alert and say, wait, I didn't apply for no Visa card.
Mm-hmm.
Let me call the Visa up and the creditors and say, hey, I just been a victim of identity theft. So I didn't just do this.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll expect it, I guess, like they should because it's fraud.
Yeah, that's true. I think with the security freeze, though, it gives you an opportunity. Nothing is fail-safe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nothing is completely secure.
Mm-hmm.
It's all a change, a gamble that you're taking.
Mm-hmm.
But if you got something, it's better than nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with the security freeze, I think that it gives you a little bit more power, a little more control
mm-hmm.
about what goes on and who sees it. And it makes people have to reach out to you in order for, you know, new credit cards, or if you're trying, if a creditor wants to see something, they have to reach you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's, you know, a creditor will send you a message or a code indicating that the file is frozen.
Mm-hmm.
Can a creditor get your score if your file is frozen? No. They can't get that. Anyone that requests something from once, anyone requests something from your frozen credit report, they have to contact you,
mm-hmm.
and you have to give them permission
mm-hmm.
to look at it. But is it completely safe? No, it's not completely safe. That's why you should go into looking at some credit monitoring places, such as identity theft. I'm
identity theft.
You don't want to into that. Identity Guard. I know everyone's heard of LifeLock. There's also MyFICO. But now, don't think that Credit Karma is going to protect you. Credit Karma. Credit Karma is not going to protect you from identity theft. It's not going to keep you from getting your stuff.
It might be the next place they hit.
Now, here are some places that you can go if you want to get a monitoring, credit monitoring system.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not system. What's the word? Account.
Debt protection.
Yeah, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to give you a breakdown of what some of them do. Now, well, most the one that most people know about are LifeLock.
Mm-hmm.
With LifeLock, they're monitoring all three bureaus, all three credit bureaus. You get a 30-day trial risk period. And then it's 24.74 with annual prepay after their 10% discount. Now, that's a rough estimate. It could be a little less than that.
Mm-hmm.
You have to go and see. But this is just an overview. It gives you your credit scores from all three companies. It gives you your reports from all three companies. And like I said, it's risk-free. You can get a 30-day risk-free. And then you, after your 30 days, you'll start paying for it. The other one that a lot of people know about is MyFICO.
Mm-hmm.
With MyFICO, they are another one. It's FICO-based scores. It's based on data from Equifax, Experian, TransUnion. They are the three bureau monitoring, and they give you real FICO scores. Now, with Credit Karma, they give you a Vantage, but where most people that you that look at your credit score, they're looking at your FICO.
Mm-hmm.
FICO and your Vantage can be totally different depending on where you're looking.
Mm-hmm.
So, you go to Credit Karma, they say you 600.
Mm-hmm.
But then you get with MyFICO or even with Discover. You can get Discover even though you don't have a credit card with them. It could be 630.
Mm-hmm.
It's just how it is, you know, that's just how they do and what they look at.
One is a real one, one is a made-up number, might
as well say. Well, it's not a made-up number, but it's like, it's not a major number that some agencies look at. Like, if you're trying to get a car,
mm-hmm.
they're not going to look at your Vantage. They're going to look at your FICO score.
So what Credit Karma is doing, they're looking at all three of your,
It's like an estimate.
Yeah, it's like they'll look at all three of your, what you call, add them up and divide it by three. You're like, okay, this is like there.
No, it's not divided by three. It's like a rough estimate of what it is.
But it comes, that's the thing. That's why I'm saying it's a made-up number, because how do they get that number?
Well, it's not made up,
mm-hmm.
but now I can't tell you how to get your Vantage score.
Mm-hmm.
I am afraid to say I have to research that
mm-hmm.
of how to calculate your Vantage score. I have to find that out because I can't tell you off the top of my head how a Vantage score is calculated, but it's not a made-up number.
Well, like I said, must be, all right, theirs is, TransUnion is 600, Equifax is 625, and what's the other, TransUnion?
No.
Well,
Experian.
Experian is another 620. They add up three of those numbers and divide
they
it.
They don't get on me.
Yeah.
They don't get on me. No, they don't. Because with, like with mine, Equifax
mm-hmm.
and TransUnion are two different numbers.
Yeah.
And then Experian is a whole nother number.
Mm-hmm.
But Experian is my FICO score.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're supposed to be. So, you know. Anyway. So with my FICO, they do the real FICO scores. The FICO scores updates anytime a change is detected at a bureau. There's no free trial for my FICO, and it's more expensive than some of the other services. Now, there's one called Privacy Guard. They also do all three credit scores and three bureaus for $1. They have a monthly credit score and report updates and excellent identity theft protection. It's a 25% discount and a $1.30-day trial. That's Privacy Guard. And most of these, again, I'll put this out there too. I'll put this on the page and you can definitely see it. There's another one called Free Scores and More. They do all three credit scores. They have a monthly credit update plus other benefits with 25% discount and a free 30-day trial. They report free. It's $14.99 a month after their 25% discount. For the Privacy Guard, it's $14.99 a month after their 25% discount. Identity Guard, I've heard of them before.
Mm-hmm.
It's the most comprehensive and best overall service. They do all three credit scores. You get a $3 discount and a free 30-day trial. Now, after the 30-day trial, it's $16.99 a month individually and $22.99 a month for a couple, and $24.99 a month for family after their $3 discount. It has free scores based on data from Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. I'll post that also on S&M Radio page for you to look at, and then you can definitely go back and look at more, get more detail for yourself. Now, for the free ones that they have, again, you have Credit Karma. It's free. They only get their monitoring from Equifax and TransUnion, of course. You get credit score, credit reports, and daily credit monitoring for free, but uses your personal information to sell you credit card offers. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
TransUnion has one. It has a 3-bureau monitoring. It's unlimited TransUnion scores, free TransUnion, but they have no trial period, and it's $19.95 a month. But they're at the totem pole. they're at the bottom of the list, so they're not that great. So we'll have to go back with those.
Mm-hmm.
Leave them down.
You're probably thinking, well, you can get your credit score once a year for free, so what are you on there for?
Mm-hmm.
Go up there to credit card and one the other one.
Mm-hmm.
You get all the stuff you need basically for free.
Mm-hmm. So that's basically the information that I have about how to freeze your credit, get a credit alert, and the different some of the, I found the best ones that I could find about the monitoring, the credit monitoring thing.
Mm-hmm.
I found the best ones that I could find, the ones I thought, okay, these are the best. I looked for 5 stars.
Looking for what?
5 stars.
Mm-hmm.
Or more, you know, and then I look at what people actually have to say about them.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, those were the best ones that I could find, especially when it came to LifeLock. LifeLock is a good one.
And everybody knows them, so
yeah.
You know that shit.
Yeah, exactly. And my FICO.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows my FICO. But my FICO is, you can use it for identity theft, like when you want to monitor your credit and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But I still think that it's best to put up a fraud alert or, you know, mm-hmm. if you know you're not going to be using your credit, go on and freeze it.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to tell you some of the, I put the link on the original column page, but I'll see if I can find it where it tell you about some of the places that you can go to state by state and how much it costs. Okay. Now, we in the States. What state you want me to pull up?
You want to do Connecticut.
You want to do Connecticut?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, what am I looking at is the state, the requirement, and then the security freeze placement, the date of range of the lift, and the Pacific Party lift, and then permanent removal or the replacement pin. How much that would cost. So basically, you want to know how much it's going to cost you to get it put on there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you want to know how much it's going to cost to remove it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So in Connecticut, you can get, if you are identity theft victim and spouse, you can get it free. Any person covered under health insurance policy of ID theft victim, you can get it for free. Everything is for free. Now, a victim of domestic violence
mm-hmm.
can get a security freeze on their credit for free. If you are a non-victim, you have to pay $10.
To get it put on?
Put on.
And $10 to get it off?
And permanent removal. Make sure I'm looking at this in the right place. I want to make sure because it's in a whatchamacallit graph. Specific party lift is like $12, but to get a permanent removal, it's $10.
So $10 to put it on, $10 to get it off. If you want just to unfreeze one of them, it's $12.
Mm-hmm.
But then if you want to put it back on, it's going to cost you another $10.
Mm-hmm. Now you can get a replacement pin for free.
Yeah.
Now, I'm in Georgia. That's mm-hmm. what you said. In Georgia, identity theft victim free. For a non-victim, it's $3. Now, if you're 65 years of age or older, it's free to get it placed.
Hmm.
if you want to get a replacement pen,
mm-hmm.
you have to pay $5. If you want to get it removed, it's $3. You remove it, it's $3. To lift it is $3.
You can just get like one specific predator lifted.
Mm-mm.
Oh, well, dang.
Well, for Georgia, it's $3 for a non-victim. And let me make sure I'm reading this right. This was Glenn is hard to kind of read. Date range lift. That means to get it off, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's $3. Permanent removal in Georgia. Permanent removal is $3. And to replace the pin, it is $5. That's in Georgia.
Ain't got no domestic violence or something like that?
Nope.
Oh, oh damn. So I'm just thinking, oh, yeah, I guess you can say that's right. I'm like, well, what is
in Connecticut, they got domestic violence, but in Georgia, either you identity theft victim or you're,
you're
now,
not.
If you are 65 years of age or older,
mm-hmm.
you get free. But to have it lifted, it's
$3. Mm-hmm.
To get it removed, it's $3.
Mm-hmm.
And to replace your pen, it's $5. Now, a protected consumer or minor, it's $10. And it's no fee if protected consumer is under the age of 16, meaning your child.
Mm-hmm.
You can lock freeze your child's credit. So then Lil Moo Moo don't have phone bills and shit in his name when he grow up.
They already got them, so what are you talking about? We're going to get that good cable this month. Put in Lil Pookie's name.
Mm-hmm.
Child only 2 months old.
mm-hmm. Now, in Illinois, a disabled person has to pay $10 to get it on. It's like $10 across the board for a disabled person in Illinois. For 65 years of older, it's free to replace or freeze. $10 to take it off. And you get free removal and free pen if you forget your pen.
Hmm. Okay.
So those are some of the places I've seen $10 free. In New York, it's $15. $15 to put it on, $15 to take it off. And that will be $15 per agency.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, damn. That's like, let's see, it's 45.
$45. Mm-hmm. At $45. And, that's wrong. I'm sorry. I said the wrong thing. For a non-victim, the first one is free in New York. I'm so sorry. It's free. The subsequent frees are $5 each, and it's $5 across the board. For your child, protected consumer, it's $15.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
I guess, well, I'm just thinking, why do you make a child $15?
I don't know. The only place that I've seen that said anything about a domestic violence victim is Connecticut.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the only place.
And they say we don't care.
And
look up Maryland.
I was going to do California.
Okay.
In California, it's for a non-victim, it's 10 across the board. For a protected consumer, a child 16 or under, it's 10. If they are under 16, free. And you said Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
5.
Damn, okay.
And
I had to take it all.
Mm-hmm. But now for identity theft or a spouse, it's free. Oh, wait. That's in Massachusetts.
Yeah, move down one.
Now for the protected minor, it's 5.
Not bad.
Mm-mm.
What's that, not available?
Well, that's for a minor if you list it,
mm-hmm.
but it's like you pay 5 to put it on and 5 to remove it.
Oh, okay.
So say the kid gets 18 or however old, they can remove it themselves. Gotcha. Mississippi, $10. In Mississippi, they even charge you $10 to freeze your credit if you're an ID victim,
hmm.
identity victim.
Oh, damn. I don't look up Hawaii. I'm just curious. I'm just curious about Hawaii.
It's Washington. Hawaii. I know how to spell.
Oh my goodness.
I was just looking. I hadn't scrolled all the way down. I know I gotta go back up the line to get to Hawaii.
Like, wait a minute. I'm in the W's? Okay, I'm not supposed to go up or down.
No,
okay.
I was looking. It's $5. Idaho's for a non-victim is 6. And they charge you $10 for a replacement pin.
Damn.
Mm-hmm. And there's not many places that have it for people that are disabled.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'll post that. And I think I did already. But I'll do it again.
Yeah, procrastinators.
Yeah, so that's about how to protect yourself since we've had this security breach. I hope that was some helpful information.
I know it was for me.
You didn't know that stuff?
Some of it I did, and some of it I didn't.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Really? Mm-hmm. So... You know, what did you learn that you didn't
stop poking me.
I'm just sitting here minding my business.
You was poking me in my side. You know I'm ticklish. You just want to hear me laugh.
Uh-huh.
So sick and twisted. Anyway, so Wednesday.
Dum, dum, dum.
Why you do that? It's supposed to be happy.
No,
Wednesday we're gonna talk about are you too comfortable in your relationship?
When is too comfortable too comfortable?
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
Break when you do with the door open.
We're supposed to do stuff like that. We mean it.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's totally different for a man than it is a woman.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We gotta smell cute.
Like flower and potpourri.
Hey, potpourri?
Yeah, potpourri.
Potpourri?
Potpourri. That's a whole different subject. Potpourri. You need to close that damn door. Your potpourri coming out the damn door. Spray up in that motherfucker. You too damn comfortable.
I'm in the shower, damn. Oh, I gotta pee.
You just see the door open.
Are you here? 14? Yeah.
Well, I got another category.
Mm-hmm.
What is too comfortable?
Mm-hmm.
Walking around naked, is that too comfortable?
Mm-hmm.
Is watching porn in a
you
main
bypass
room?
That then.
What?
You go to the front door naked.
Well, yeah.
See, that's just too comfortable.
No, that's not too comfortable.
Well, I come to the door, come in the house, and there you are just flying in the wind.
Well, you said help me with the bag. You ain't said put on the clothes, so that's what I'm doing. With the bag. You ain't say how to do it.
Please. Nobody wants to say all that.
I don't know. There ain't no letters came to me.
They came to me.
What that older white lady next door? Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I know that was a good thing.
No.
What was that black man over there?
Oh,
that color person.
Oh my God.
Who was that color person?
That his penis?
No, he just got deformity, that's all.
Why is that boy walking like that on his leg? Watching porn.
Yeah.
In the main room?
Yeah.
What's the main room?
Like the whatever you sit down with,
like,
most
like
of your
this?
Time, like the TV room.
Oh, like
room, whatever you call it. Yeah.
Like
uh-huh.
We could watch porn in here.
Why not?
Because this is where we entertain.
They don't know what the spot is on the couch.
Oh, my God.
See, that's why you should have called before you came. You wouldn't be sitting in the spot.
That has never happened. That has never happened.
We told y'all, y'all better call.
That has never, I've said that many times, though, but.
Show up, you might.
I said I started telling people they had to call because now I was living with the man.
Mhm.
And I like
exactly.
There's nothing like being naked after you take a bath.
You
have to let your body oils and stuff, your lotion dry. Yeah.
Mhm. Marinate.
Exactly. Who wants to open the door? You sit in the front room.
You ain't the same in my game.
Stay in the front door.
That's right.
Glass door.
Uh-huh.
Just booty butt ball naked. That's just too comfortable.
And just waiting with cars going by.
Exactly! And people be looking.
Well.
You say they don't.
They don't.
We live right across the street from school.
They ain't looking.
They do.
No, they don't.
Okay.
Either they're already in school or they're already out of school.
When they come to pick up their kids.
We out.
Not all the time.
95% of the time, either we out or we still in bed.
When people pick up their kids?
Yes. We're
people all that? They going to think we don't have a job.
We do have jobs. Our job is entertaining people.
I work third.
Uh-huh. And my job is every time I get on the computer.
Yep. Okay. Well, that's going to be the show for Wednesday.
Huh?
That's the show for Wednesday.
Yeah.
When it's too comfortable, too comfortable.
And then on Monday show, we're going to show you how you can save for, you know, your trip that you want to take for, you know, because.
Yes, financial.
Yeah. And you can save for a trip.
Okay, we're going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then in October. We're going to do our first live show on location.
It's going to be a couple of shows. It might be, you know, it's going to be a couple Thursday, going to be a couple Friday. We might do, it's going to be, you know.
I don't want to do all that.
We're going to do all that.
I don't want to.
If she don't do it, I'll do it.
I don't want to do all that.
This is us. Well, shoot, this is us. Walking into, you know, the world of coke.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Not doing that.
And remember, y'all got to flip your hair and y'all going to keep on talking.
No.
Replace your hair.
No, it's not going to go down like that.
We're going to set a little camera up in the car of listening to music, lip singing. We don't own the right to this.
Yo, my God, I was just about to say that. I don't own the right to this music. Like, what is that? Where did it come from?
Because it's with Facebook. It's like if you post and say,
if you're playing music in the background, they'll take your video down. Okay. That is freaking hilarious.
I'm learning how to do websites, so I'm going to build a bigger and better one like Facebook.
You're going to have an algorithm?
Yeah.
You're going to figure that out?
Yeah.
You're going to school for it?
Yeah.
When you start school?
Yesterday.
Woo!
Yeah.
Hallelujah. You're going to get that pay your money.
Yeah. No, I'm actually going to use mine to go to school.
Okay, that's good then. I commend you for doing that. Don't be like
I mean, I figure if I go, if I can make more money just by getting $3,000 spending on, you know, some Nike shoes.
Yeah, some well, Jordan. You don't get that much.
Well, how much you getting?
You don't get that. After you pay for everything, you might get, depending on your class, you might get $1,200 back.
To a nigga that's poor, $1,200, that's like hitting the lottery for $15,000. $1,200, yes. Yes.
Woo-hoo!
I can put some Jordan.
Woo-hoo!
I can put some $800 rims on my
$800.
Car. Yeah.
Wow.
On my $200 car.
On a $200 car.
Yeah, you're
going to put rims.
Uh-huh.
Wow, okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's sad right there.
With the rest of that
oh thing. No, I'm gonna buy a new Galaxy 8.
Yeah, so you can take selfies with you. Uh-huh.
Well, and get me a real selfie stick.
Uh-huh. I'm sure they put out there did that. Uh-huh. I gotta give me the new iPhone.
Yeah.
Girl, my iPhone is 2 years old. I gotta get the upgraded version. The iPhone 15.
Ooh.
No.
You're working on it, ain't
uh-huh.
They on what, 8 now?
8, I think.
8 or 9, aren't they?
Ain't nothing different than... I mean, come on now, iPhone people. Y'all just get it because it's popular.
Exactly. Because it's the end thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, does it work any better?
Nope.
Galaxy 8.
It's like...
I got to get that 8. Whew.
Mm-hmm.
I got to get that 8. Whew. Oh, well. Do you? It's just not that important to me. As long as it works and it does what it's supposed to do.
As long as you take nasty pictures and videos and come on, girl. That's good for me.
Hush.
I didn't say I was taking pictures for us. I just said.
I didn't say you was. I just said hush.
What is that hush for?
I'm saying all that.
Oh,
nasty self.
I'm just saying, you know, if you people out here taking $1,000 stuff, it's at work. Click, click. At the gym, click. Uh-huh. And please, if you taking pictures with your ass in the sink, please wash the sink off. Nobody won't go and see your ass clean in the sink. That's just nasty.
They don't ever do it.
Huh?
They don't ever wash it.
No, You got dirt balls and dungaree balls.
Dungaree balls.
Yeah, just a little dirt nap on your ass. Little dirt nap on your ass.
Wait a minute. What is those? Wait, what is that? You talking about dingleberry?
Oh, that's what you call them?
Yeah, that's what they call
them. Yeah, okay.
Dingleberry.
They ain't nothing more than dirt nap to me, okay?
Dirt nap. Nigga, ass go like taco meat.
Yeah,
that was no mouth.
Exactly.
You stupid. Oh,
how about you just got out the shower, fresh and clean? No, you just took a whole bath. You know that.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, what was I going to say? Friday. Oh, Friday going to be Night Talk with Sasha. And we're going to be talking about stereotypes.
Yes, and if she comes on, JTE BW Adult Radio was supposed to be having Simi Matthews on, but She said she would do it, but she hasn't gotten back to me yet.
Wow.
Because I had to change the date.
You had to change the date?
Yeah, because I put October 14th. It was supposed to be, or 13th. It was supposed to be
September. So now she ain't got back to you.
No. But you know how me and G-Man do.
Oh, yes.
Y'all
roasting time. Huh? It's roasting time.
Who in the hell let the gate open?
Uh-huh. Who in the hell let these Negroes out? I don't know, but it's roasting time.
And we ain't been on a while. So
y'all ain't roast nobody either.
Mm-hmm.
G-Man, he need to let all that go. It's like old cum left up in him. He need to let it out. He's going to pollute his heart. He's going to have one good bourbon. He's going to be gone. You can tell if I said it.
Mm-hmm.
I talked about it on air for millions.
Yeah.
Thousands.
I'm sure you'll like it.
Yeah, he'll like it because I thought about his old
mm-hmm.
ass. So old.
I'm so glad you thought about me, Sasha.
How old is you, man? He old enough to be your grandpappy.
Yeah.
You say yeah.
Yeah. He probably he got to be in his
90s.
Yeah. He
ain't even no 90s.
Thinking like a 90-year-old, uh-huh. He took on his ear pop when he tried to hear.
He's so old, he smells. Smell like old rag.
No, it smells like, he smell like, what's that old-time cologne? Irish Spring. It's a, I can't think of it.
Oh, God.
I can't think of it. Oh, but I'm gonna keep it to myself.
He smell like liniment. That white. You know that white stuff your grandma used to use in the white? Is we white in a clear bottle?
Mm-hmm.
Liniment.
Mm-hmm.
He smell like liniment and his breath smell like he been drinking mineral oil.
Kind of liver oil, that's what it is. Gotta keep doing joy this morning.
He just smell regular. Oh my gosh.
Okay,
I'm gonna get out of three, man. He gonna talk about me bad.
He ain't bad. It's 12 o'clock.
He been in bed. He got in bed at 7:30.
Uh-huh. Be up at 6 o'clock.
He gonna get up in the next 2 hours. Make his old man breakfast. See his old man chip. Say his old man one cup of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
His stinker.
Don't talk about no stinker. I love me some stinker.
Yeah, you also and your granddaddy.
He coming out. He made my first cup of coffee.
You say he created it.
Oh my
God. He was there when Jesus made wine.
Exactly. He was one stomping on the grape.
He was
damn it, Jesus, why I gotta do this shit?
He was stomping. That's why they only had 5 fishes and 2 loaves. He ate one.
Moses' real name was Jesus.
Oh, he gonna talk about our ass. He gonna talk about us. He gonna talk about me first. Then he gonna talk about you for letting me talk about him. Smelling like old little man. Old man, sure. Don't need a walking stick, just take it just for cause.
Trying to look cool.
With a little hat to the side. Pimp extraordinaire.
No, he ain't no pimp no more. He what they call them sanctified holy people.
Sanctified holy people.
No, no, he don't do that stuff no more.
He a Jesus
people.
Freak.
No. He always been a Jesus a freak, but not with Jesus, but but you know people born again. Yeah, he a born again Christian. He don't do that stuff.
And a virgin.
Probably so. He probably calls himself that too.
Oh, he calls himself born again.
I'm saying that.
You know, born again Christian and a born again virgin.
Uh huh.
Well, if he's still a virgin, you need to help him out.
He's been reborn so many times. Got what age he is
still,
now.
Still full of foolishness.
Mm-hmm.
Just leak everywhere.
Uh-huh. You'd be okay.
Oh, and he got them old man sweaters.
No, he ain't got there yet. That's probably why he's buying stuff. I refuse to wear an old man sweater. It keep you warm. I don't give a fuck. I ain't that damn old.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Okay, I'm through.
Mm-hmm.
Lady man.
Yeah.
Granddaddy. This is just granddaddy.
He more like, what you call it? Off the boondock.
Rockers?
No.
Oh, Pop.
That's G-Man.
Every time I hear G-Man talk, all I want to jump out and say is, you is not granddaddy.
I'm about to record that, put it on everything out. Hit that button. G-Man, you did? Yeah. Hit the button. Uh-huh.
Oh, I'm through. Okay, I'm good. We don't talk about, we don't roast G-Man to death.
He'll be all right.
He ain't never gonna hit it, cause he's sweet.
He knocked out.
Yeah, oh, God, he's taking a... As long as he ain't taking a dirt nap, we all good.
I know he ain't taking a dirt nap today because I saw him playing with the music group. So he all right. I ain't got to check. I ain't got to send him no text him, no nothing.
Make sure he not in that open care state. He can't care no good. He got the shakes. He shot his foot. Oh, Lord. Okay. Well, thanks for the laughs. So, y'all gonna roast, huh? That's what y'all gonna do?
No.
Y'all do.
Oh, no.
Okay. Well, if it happens, what time and what day?
It's going to be at 11:59.
12 o'clock.
No, don't do that to people. It's gonna be 11:59 p.m. on Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
So be there at
12 o'clock. 12 a.m.
Well, he's trying to fuck them up already now. They gonna come call me Friday at 12.
That's Thursday night. 12 a.m. Friday morning.
No, they ain't gonna tune in now. What's that?
I was just messing with y'all.
Mm-hmm.
What is it gonna be now? I'm sorry, go ahead.
What, man?
Tell the time again.
11:59 p.m. on Thursday.
11:59 p.m. on Thursday, Eastern Standard Time. So that's 10:59 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Y'all got that? Okay. Good. Got it. We're going.
See ya.
was and will be.